guys, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Is your life feeling a bit tightly wound? Is your day-to-day a little chaotic? Are you looking for a stress reliever to help you out? Today, we're going to be talking about the amazing benefits of meditation. There are so many things that you can do to release stress and take some time out to yourself. And the one I want to talk about today is meditation. A lot of times we don't think about meditation as a way to relieve stress or even as a way of having one-on-one time with yourself. But a recent study from Harvard found that the practice of meditation can be such a benefit both to your physical and your mental state of health. And today I'm going to add to your spiritual health as well. We all know that life can be a bit hectic. We're going to school, we've got family, we've got work, our social life, and we're trying our best to balance everything out. We will fill up our day with noise, the car radio, the news, our cell phones, commercials. There's so many things competing for our attention. And sometimes we forget about us. What about us? Sometimes we just need to shut all of that noise out and just take some time for silence. And you'll find that a lot of the time, it's in that silence that you can really reflect and find the answers to the questions that you have. Now, when I say meditation, I don't necessarily mean it in the yoga sense, you know, sitting down with your legs crossed or making humming noises. But if that is what works for you, then do it. But know that there are several ways that you can meditate. Meditating for you might mean driving around in your car with the radio off and windows down. For others, it might be taking a hike out in the mountains and being able to think to yourself. Or it could mean kneeling in prayer and speaking with God. No matter what your form of meditation is, make sure that you set aside time for yourself every day to have time to meditate. Did you know that meditation can help you concentrate more? I know personally for me, especially at work, I'm always thinking about what I have to do next, or I'm working on something and I start working on something else without finishing my first project. And it's hard to just focus on one thing at a time. But one of the great benefits of the practice of meditation is the ability to learn to focus and give attention to one thing. It allows you to live in that moment and be centered around that one thing for that specific period of time without getting distracted. Meditation can be helpful if you or someone you know struggles with ADD or ADHD or just struggles with concentrating. Try this out and practice just focusing on one thing at a time. Because sometimes we're so busy and multitasking, it can be hard to be aware of ourselves and our surroundings. So it makes sense that when we meditate, it can also help us become more self-aware. And when I say self-aware, I mean aware of your feelings, aware of who you are. As you meditate and focus on yourself, it allows you to concentrate on who you are and perhaps the things that need changing in your life. I read several articles of people with anger problems who would lash out and even want to commit acts of violence, but they started practicing meditation and they mentioned that it taught them to recognize those feelings of anger and redirect them towards something more positive. It's important that you take time to dive into yourself, be aware of your own feelings, and process your own emotions. And of course, there are many physical benefits of meditation, like it lowers high blood pressure, decreases tension-related pains like headaches and ulcers and muscle and joint problems. It can also help strengthen your immune system and increase your energy levels. It's amazing how many health benefits there are to this one easy step. I think the biggest problem with meditation is probably finding the time to do it. It's a lot easier said than done. You need to set aside time to do it, and as you do, it will just become a routine habit like brushing your teeth. If you'd like to start, set a time in your planner or on your phone. Start up with a short time, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and take that time to just chill and to meditate. Remember to breathe and concentrate on one thing at a time. I do also want to point out the spiritual benefits of meditation. If you think about it, meditation is almost like prayer. And while you meditate, it can also give you time to think about the eternal perspective of things. You can use this time to think about your Heavenly Father and that He loves you. You can use this time to think about your current life situations and how the gospel can help. It can also be in moments like this that the Lord can enlighten or open up your mind and the Spirit can communicate with you. Of course, prayer is the only way that we can communicate with our Heavenly Father. But afterwards, you can meditate upon the things that you're praying about or meditate upon the things that you're reading. And you can use it as a tool to think things out in your mind and in your heart. In the topical guide under the word ponder, it reads to meditate and think deeply, often upon the scriptures or other things of God. When combined with prayer, pondering the things of God may bring revelation and understanding. Meditation and pondering can be a great benefit to your spirituality. So if you're looking for an outlet, or if you just need some time alone to refocus and breathe, consider meditating. It can help you in so many different aspects of your life. Thanks for tuning in today, and let us know what you thought about today's episode by leaving a comment below. I'll see you right back here tomorrow for another great uplifting message.